Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker. We recently had the opportunity to tour the beautiful George Dairy House in Catasauqua, Pennsylvania, with the current owner, Hervé Rousseau. George Dairy was a silk magnate and a very influential person in the history of the Lehigh Valley. And today we're bringing you inside his home. We hope you can watch this video if you're listening to this on audio only, as there are a few spots where I say, wow, and I would really like for you to see why. We get to learn how Hervé first learned about the George Dairy House and then about his restoration, as well as his newfound love for the Lehigh Valley. You can experience the George Dairy House yourself as an Airbnb. Visit them on social media for more information about their upcoming events. And in this episode, we're going to dive into the mansion's past and discuss how restorations like this can help boost the local economy. There are some 57 similar mansions in the area. Plus, we have some breaking local news that I'm not going to tell you right now. You have to listen a little bit more. Thank you to our sponsors, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, WDIY 88.1 FM, Wind Creek Event Center, Lehigh Valley Health Network, listen for their commercial in this episode, Banco Beverage Company, and our good friend Michael Bernardin with RE/MAX Realty. We're taking you inside the George Dairy House in Catasauqua, Pennsylvania. Let's get to it. Welcome from the inside of the Dairy House in Catasauqua. I'm here with Hervé Rousseau, owner. Thank you, and thank you for having us.
Of course, it's my pleasure. Welcome to the Dairy House. It's a pleasure to show it for you and share the amazing history of this place. Yeah.
So we're gonna take a tour and walk around a little bit, but let's start with the history of it from the beginning. I know that George Dairy owned it. He was a silk mill, a millionaire, and that's when he got the house. Can you talk about the history of it? And maybe we'll walk through as we do.
So George Dairy was the biggest silk manufacturer in the world back then. So we're talking about the 1910, 1920s. Right. And at that time he had more than 15,000 people working for him, and I think he had over
15,000.
He had over more than 20 silk factories. I mean mills, and he was a very interesting man. I actually feel very close to him because I actually bought his house in 2017. And George Dairy finished it in 1917.
Okay, so exactly.
Exactly. And actually, we're also born exactly 100 years apart.
Interesting.
So there are many, common points that makes me even more in love with this place. So here where we are, it's the upper ballroom, which is pretty amazing for weddings, receptions. But that was built by George Dairy for his art collection.
Okay, this room specifically?
This room, yeah, this room and downstairs. So he had a very extensive art collection. I think his taste was rather romantic. So on the 29th of April, we're actually doing an art exhibition here with an amazing artist. And we're lucky to have a young woman called Lisa Ambrosio, who is one of the top artists in Spain and Mexico, who is doing very good art. And she's going to have an exhibition here. I think it's from 3 to 5 on the 29th. And it's going to go on for like 3 days.
Okay. When did the house pass from his ownership? What happened in between the time of George Dairy and you purchasing it?
Okay. So many things happened during that time. The first thing that happened, which is really important, is George Dairy unfortunately went bankrupt. Because from what I understand, he tried to corner the silk market, which was not a very good idea.
No.
Because I think he underestimated the amount of silk that Asia, I think it was Japan or China, had. I think he thought they had way less. And it turned out to be really bad for him. And so he went bankrupt, but he got to keep this house, I think, until He passed away in 1942.
Okay.
So then the house became a military observatory because there is an amazing roof upstairs where you can see very far away and the sky, obviously. And after that, there were many owners. It changed from becoming basically apartments to actually a wedding place.
Really?
For 20 years, yes. And I think... Okay. I think a huge amount of people in the Lehigh Valley at that time got married here because it was especially downstairs at the downstairs ballroom. It was a very famous and cool place to get married. So last time we had a wedding, we actually met a woman who was, she must have been in her late 80s. And she actually used to be a waitress here during weddings.
Really?
So she told me everything.
So she probably knew all the secrets that maybe you, if you didn't know some of that stuff.
So she told me about the food that was served, that they were big plates, and people loved it. They had carts running the food, and it was a very popular wedding spot.
Joseph F. McCloskey School of Nursing at Lehigh Valley Health Network is now offering the flexibility you need in your nursing education with a new evening and weekend program. In just 2 years, you can achieve your dream to become a registered nurse. Campus locations in Pottsville and Center Valley near Allentown. Your time is valuable. Our program is designed for your success. Apply now for the fall semester at lvhn.org/son.
Okay, so now I'm going to show you the portico outside.
Oh, okay.
Because that's one of my favorite places. And...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow is the world. Oh, it's the wow portico.
Wow, you just rent this out. Man.
So people like to get married here.
Sure.
Because there is something special about this place. It feels... there is a certain peace here.
Talk a little bit about... Maybe your history and then how you became interested and involved with this property?
Sure. So the way I got involved with it is because I saw the listing for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 7 years ago. And I could not believe what I was seeing because the house is gigantic.
Sure.
It has 56 rooms. Oh, it's 24,000 square feet. And that's only one building, and there are three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an estate. It has a private street. So it's like this massive. So, and then I saw the pictures. I liked it because I grew up in Paris.
Okay.
In the 8th arrondissement. And it reminded me a little bit of where I grew up. So like if you look at the portico here, for example, is a perfect example. He actually, when he built that, he had all these columns and all the stones, everything came from Colorado. On a private train.
Yeah.
So you can imagine, you cannot do something like that today. He spent back in 1917 close to $2 million to do that.
And what would that be now?
Now, like, first you cannot do it, and if you could with some fake things, because the artisans have disappeared, a lot of the people who were able to do that,
right.
There are very few left. So now I think it would be probably 30, 40, 50 million to build that. But, you know, when I bought it, it was in very bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
People were saying, oh, it's been vandalized. It was never vandalized. It was just the people before were quit in the middle of the renovation.
Okay.
So I was lucky to understand that. So I visited it the first time with my stepmother and my father, and I had a crush on it. Because it was much better than what I thought.
Now, were you living in the United States at that time, or were you?
Yes, I was living in New York City.
Okay,
I still live in New York City and here, and and I'm like, okay, so you have a crush, good for you,
right?
Be a little intelligent here. So I did my due diligence. I discovered the Lehigh Valley, which I'm sorry, but I never heard about it before.
It's okay. We forgive you.
I discovered. And I'm like, ooh, Bethlehem, Allenton, Easton. And the more I discovered, the more I really loved it, you know. And still today, I'm like more and more, you know, amazed. Also by the sheer potential that there is in the Lehigh Valley. Because if you look around, especially around the big city like New York City, you look within 2 hours drive, everything is pretty much tapped, you know,
sure.
Like there is a lot of that has been developed, but there is a certain authenticity in the Lehigh Valley you cannot find anywhere else.
And I would argue that Catasauqua itself is one of those towns. It's beautiful. You walk around the streets around here, you know, I love it. I love this town.
Well, not only it has amazing history because it used to be, you know, I don't know if you know, in 1913, this was the town with the most millionaire per...
I believe, yeah. But between here, the silk mills, like Bethlehem had the steel,
yeah.
And up here had the silk, and those guys did pretty well for themselves, clearly.
Yeah. And I think that is good, also a good direction to resuscitate, you know, this history, the mansions. There are 57 mansions in this area. And
wow.
And I think it has a potential for the area to become some kind of mini Newport, you know,
mm-hmm.
And to open the houses to, because that's such a good touristic pool of attraction for the economy.
Sure.
To really, because I think it's more easy for me as a foreigner, even if every day I'm more local besides
my
accent, but to forget. I can, with new eyes, see the potential for this, you know, historic mansion district, which is already, I mean, it's already there, but it's not developed, you know, and I think that's a great direction.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you, like, if you lived in Catasauqua all your life and you have somebody coming in, they're like, no, this is great. You're like, oh, come on.
But, yeah, because you take it for granted.
But it's true. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people who even live in this town who maybe have another opportunity to see this space.
Yeah.
You know, which would be pretty cool. So... well, why don't we walk back inside and we can talk about some of the things you're doing.
So when we were doing renovation, we found that. So that, we are saving it and we're going to put a piece of glass. It's Erasmus. So that's one of the original decor from George Derry. So you have to imagine back then the whole ceiling was like that.
I was going to say, like, what, you know, why would it be up there as opposed to
on a wall? Some genius after had the good idea to paint it. But we did the same thing with the floor. We kept the floors and we renovated the floor. Are you ready for downstairs?
Let's do it.
So first I'm going to put the lights up. Huh?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, wow. Golly, look at this.
So welcome to...
This is great. So was this, you know, originally a storage cellar or?
So, no, that was the art gallery for Georges Derry.
Oh, jeez.
Which is now is used mostly for dinners, for weddings, because it's amazing. You can have your cocktail upstairs for up to, you know, 300 people, and you can have dining downstairs for like 250. And it's one of the unique places because we have so much space, we can do it, you know. And you can have the ceremony on the portico, so you don't have to tell people move while moving the table, whatever. Ça faut jamais je me mettre all the way up. Donc là, this is the historic pub from Georges Derry.
Wow!
So that's where most of the magic happened and happens too now. And we actually have some big news. How do you say breaking news?
Oh, okay.
We are going to open a restaurant and wine bar here in the fall. Yes,
that's amazing.
It's going to be called Saint Amour, Holy Love, and it's going to be specialized in wine, French and French bistro food. Yeah,
this is amazing.
And so everything is landmark. You know, you have especially the stained glass. It's super cool.
That's really neat. So when you you said you fell in love with it, you got a crush on it.
Yeah.
What was your, when you finally made that decision, like I'm going to go ahead with it, what was the initial plan?
The initial plan first was to jump in the water and not to think too much.
Right?
Because if you buy something like that, you have to be crazy, you know?
Well, that, yeah, I mean, this be, is, yeah.
And, but what I told myself is I said, if I do not do that now, I will never do something like that in my life. So it was the challenge I took. And then, I did some due diligence as well to evaluate my risk. But I went with my heart, you know.
And so I know we had talked about the wine bar, restaurant, events. You know, what is the ultimate, you know, when people think of this, what do you want them to think of the dairy house for?
Also, we want to do a small museum, a silk museum.
Yeah.
As well on the other aisle. So ideally, we would love to have the small museum, the restaurant here, mm-hmm. and eventually even and you know the wine theme with wine tastings, wine education, and that's what we are looking for. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, weddings and you know, and we have the hotels on top with Airbnb suites.
Okay, and are those active now?
Like, yes,
so you can stay here today. Right?
Yes, you can absolutely stay here today. You can see the kitchen here. So the floor is particularly interesting because it's Moravian tiles.
Really?
Yeah, and in Doylestown, the factory is still active thanks to the city hall, and they have the mold, the original mold. And here you can see the zodiac signs. You see here.
Wow, that's neat. Yeah, Dahlia, where are you? You're a Leo. You're where in here somewhere.
So kitchen is, so that's the commercial kitchen.
Oh, wow.
And we, so renovated a lot. Like here, you see all the cabinets. We are, and you see that area, which, that area is going to be a private dining room.
Okay.
So it's going to be a fireplace. It's going to be wine cellar, chandeliers, velvet curtains. It's going to be super cool.
Have you found any other like secrets or fun things that you've come across? It just seems like there's so much in
there
here.
Yeah, there is a lot because, I mean, it's a huge place. And so the museum, when we open the museum, it's going to be there. That door and it's going to be an entrance from the street. And now I'm going to take you upstairs. Okay. Yeah. Did you see the Tiffany skylight over there?
Oh, do they even make those anymore?
No, they don't. So that's one of the suites.
Oh, that's great. This is like an Airbnb suite?
Airbnb suite. But there's a one bedroom, there's a bedroom in the back.
Okay. How many Airbnb suites do you
have? Right now, we already have about 7, 8.
Okay.
And we are planning to open another 10.
Another 10?
Yep. I'll show you one of them. So the first one here used to be George Derry's room here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we cannot see the bedroom because we just had people.
That's okay, yeah.
But this is where his room was. And his actually bathroom was here, and he used to have 12 shower heads. I don't know why.
He wasn't a big guy,
why,
right?
Why not? So his wife actually had the room over there, the suite over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were living in separate rooms. Yeah, and I'm going to show you another one, which is the one I like to stay at when I come.
Okay.
So this one has been rented recently, so it's not super visible.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one I like particularly, this one.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because this one is...
Oh, man, what a...
So the terrace is huge outside.
Yeah.
So we also have a Victorian house, which is here.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it from here. And we have... 12 cars parking garage.
Oh, that's a parking garage, okay.
With a gardener house here. And George Derry used to have a garage. And we have a private street also, which is behind the garage, between mm-hmm. the two mansions.
What is that mansion over there? Is that another property?
So that's another one, okay. Yeah. One of the 57, yeah.
I would nap in here every day. That's what I would do. It's a beautiful room.
Joseph F. McCloskey School of Nursing at Lehigh Valley Health Network is now offering the flexibility you need in your nursing education with a new evening and weekend program. In just 2 years, you can achieve your dream to become a registered nurse. Campus locations in Pottsville and Center Valley near Allentown. Your time is valuable. Our program is designed for your success. Apply now for the fall semester at lvhn.org/son. At this point, Hervé took me into the basement to tour the pool area, and it was a bit of a trek. I think my mic got turned off, so please don't mind the audio. And if you're listening to this on audio only, I definitely recommend checking out the video. It's fun to get down there, a little spooky.
Okay.
Whoa!
What's your step?
No! Got it.
Okay, thank you. So every morning, Mr. Neri was standing here.
Whoa! Oh, man. This is amazing.
It's cool, huh?
Is that the only way to get down here, too? Like,
yeah, there is another way, actually.
But, yeah. When was the last time this was full?
About 12 years ago.
Do you have plans to...
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, why have, at this point, if you purchase the whole, yeah.
We want to do a also salt water. Heat with solar panels. And have a little 1930 Cuban-style atmosphere.
I mean, that's a good, what's that, 8, 9 feet deep?
Yeah, there are two levels. One is 11 and one is 6.
Wow. Well, this is amazing. And that concludes our tour of the George Deary Mansion. There's a lot that we didn't get to see that you can go see yourself if you do rent a room there or rent it for an event or, you know, keep in contact with them. See what's going on. They always have some fun things and we're excited for them to open their restaurant and wine bar. And thank you to Hervé. Thank you to Sam. Thank you to our sponsors, Molly's, WDIY, Wind Creek Event Center, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Banco Beverage Company, and of course, Michael Bernadette with Remax. We appreciate your listenership. It means a lot to us. It allows us to do this. And we'll catch you next time. Thank you.